Today is Saturday, August 22nd. Carol Ann Randall, 83 of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point, died May 31st. A celebration of life is planned for Sunday from noon until 4 o'clock at the old Avoca High School. The Gorgon Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting with arrangements. Carol Ann Randall is survived by her daughter, Robin and Dave Doenbaugh, her son Jason and Terry, along with son-in-law Alan McCarthy, along with 9 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, a sister, Norma and Tom Draves, sister-in-law Pat Bowen, Aunt Marie Ruckow, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Carol Ann Randall, 83 of Mesa, Arizona, and formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point. Albert Anthony Grell, Jr., 91 of Gotham, died August 14th at his home. Funeral services will be held on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery with military rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held on Sunday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from noon until the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Albert Grell is survived by his 3 children, Mitzi and Paul Roskazewski, Chip Grell, and Dawn N.O., along with sister-in-law Sharon Kramer, 6 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, other relatives, and friends. Albert Anthony Grell, Jr., 91, of Gotham. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly on July 27th in North Carolina. A celebration of life party will be held on Sunday at the Lone Rock Community Center from noon until 4. Please wear your favorite Badger or Packer clothing and bring all your happy memories of Kevin to share. No tears or sad faces. Kevin Hoffman is survived by his mother, Amy Hoffman and Jim Hine, stepfather Jeff Crook and Tina Dull, his sons, Jordan Hoffman and Carter Jocelyn, sister, Shania and Sam Olson, brother, Caleb Crook and Allison Sturba, stepbrothers, Jeff and Brianna Crook, Josh and Brianna Crook, and Jeremy Crook and Desiree Linz, grandparents, Pete and Dolores Way. Kevin's family would also like to remind you that if you or someone you know is struggling and needs someone to talk to, please call 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center. Edward L. Nautigal, Jr., 89, of Blue River, died August 17th at SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held on Monday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Czech National Cemetery with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held on Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 10 until the time of the service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Ed Nautigal is survived by his wife, Karen, his 3 children, Stephen and Mary Nautigal, Connie Bender, and Joanne Grover of Lancaster, along with 3 stepchildren, Charles and Teresa Hart, Kathleen Hart, and Colleen and Stephen Smith, 9 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, 6 step-grandchildren, and 11 step-great-grandchildren. Edward L. Nautigal, Jr., 89, of Blue River. Philip David Roberts, 77, of Arena, died on August 15th. Funeral services will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Spring Green Community Church. Visitation will be held on Thursday at the church from 4 until 7, and again on Friday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to St. Croix Hospice of Platteville or the Hoden Center in Mineral Point. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Philip Roberts is survived by his wife, Linda, son, Fred and Shannon, along with a daughter, Erica and Sean, 5 grandchildren, siblings Stan and Nancy Roberts, Steve and Bridget Roberts, brother-in-law Carl and Rose Peterson, sister-in-law Joan, brothers-in-law Don Creasy, Roger Creasy, Bruce and Betty Creasy, as well as many nephews, nieces, other relatives, and friends. Philip David Roberts, 77 of Arena. Victoria Ann Vicky Sutton, 81 of Robertson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center, died June 14th following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center on Saturday, August 29th from noon until 4. A lunch will also be served. Vicki Sutton is survived by her husband, Gene, daughters Tammy and Rich Lukovitz, and Tony and Eric Raridan. Stepson Todd Prouty, stepdaughter Tasha and Dave Whittington Wisniewski, brothers-in-law Felix and Alta Sutton, Galen and Donna Sutton, and Sterling and Kathy Sutton, sister-in-law Sheila and Mike Bradford, 9 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, many other nieces, nephews, and friends. Victoria Vicky Sutton, 81 of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Casey and Jacob Brown had a son, Maximus Tier, on Tuesday.